Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
I might throw up.
Can you say what you're supposed to say?
It's not about that.
It's often about that. Are you good, bro? This is, and I know I've said this a lot of times, this is the craziest episode we've ever had. We have to get more guests in here. Listen to me.
You think the guests make us behave?
Absolutely they do.
No, I saw their YouTube comments. They like it better when it's just the two of us.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They think they want that, but after they listen to today's episode,
see if you guys like this.
We talk about the theory of vegan plus bacon. We talk about Allie getting into car crashes.
A go-kart crash.
We talk about thick daddies and thicker laptops. We talk about, we of course rank the brothers. This is one of my favorite voice memo help songs that we've ever done, so I'm really thankful. And stay tuned because it was led by Grant. He started it off, which is
so
rare.
True. It's so rare.
That's
and
it's a rare
so treat.
It's a rare Pokemon.
And we love you guys big time.
Love y'all.
Please never leave us. We need you so bad.
Hit it, Grant. right after that, go ahead. Hit it, Grant.
Mama said.
When you're ready, come and get it. Na na na. Welcome to another episode of Mom Said. We hope you were feeling the dance spirit.
I have a ton of respect for Selena Gomez. I genuinely, this is going to sound like a slam. It's not. But you know when you were a kid and you would write a song and you would like put extra syllables into words that don't exist?
Don't need them.
When you're ready.
No, bro. You know what she's doing? She's being the synth. She's being the synth. Her voice is functioning as the synth. My guess is that's the producer doing that, not her going, when you're ready.
You don't think she stood in the studio and said,
Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said, where we are absolutely assaulting your ears by starting the episode going,
I was at the beach yesterday with friends, and one of my friends was like, do you think there's dolphins out today? And I was like, well, let's call for them. And so we tried to call for them, but you know what a dolphin sounds like. Try to do it. It's so hard. See, oh. It's harder than you think. The weird thing about a dolphin sound is you think it'll just come out. Like
I know what needs to happen to my throat and I can't do it.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I literally was like, let's just call for the dolphins. And then I thought I was going to like full send do a dolphin sound into the air and nothing came out.
Hey, happy 13th anniversary to that song.
Oh.
13 years ago. Would you have said that?
When you're ready, come again.
You're singing it to see where it fits in your heart and in your memory. You're testing where it fits in your memory?
I'm feeling really
like... Wait, that's fire. Do you do that with other stuff?
Yes, because... Well, with music in particular, because...
You sing it and close your eyes and see where it transports you?
Well, not like that, but...
Bro!
But I know what year songs came out because my graduating high school year...
Was 2013.
So I started every year in the grade I was... So basically, like...
What?
In 2008, I started eighth grade.
But you also finished seventh grade.
Right. But I always know I started the year that my grade in the year that my grade was. And so when people ask me when I think a song came out, especially from like middle school, elementary school, middle school, high school, I just have to think of what grade I was in. And then I know what year it came out.
My daughter was born in 2025. And 25 is a nice round, like... She'll be 25 at 50, 50 at 75.
And famously, Grant born in 1999.
Which is, I just want to go back to 1999. Hey.
1999. It's crazy to think of your baby being 50 someday. Ew, gross.
Ew, gross.
She started growing teeth, and I was like, girl, what? Dude, you're supposed to be a baby.
They just grow teeth. They just pop out of your head. Although we learned, I feel like we've talked about this on the pod, so we don't need to do this, but the teeth are already in there.
Yeah, so are your adult teeth, I believe.
But that's what I'm saying is if you see an x-ray of a baby skull, the teeth are in there.
Do you want to hear something really freaky?
No.
The eggs of her unborn baby.
Are in there.
Are in there already.
Oh, yeah, because you're born with all your eggs.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, bro.
So her child, your grandchild.
Whoa, bro.
Is already on the earth.
Women.
Women.
Women, women, women.
Women.
I don't like men's no more. Have you seen that video?
No.
Of the guy who's giving testimony up at the front of church. And it's not worth doing. It's not worth doing. But basically,
I think I can guess what
he's very obviously he's saying that he has prayed and he's no longer gay.
He prayed the gay away.
He prayed the gay away, and he's giving testimony about how much he loves women, and he just starts repeating women, 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 and the more he says women, the more you're like, I think you need to keep praying, bro.
Have you seen?
I don't think it worked.
Have you seen the one video?
I don't think it worked.
The one video when Harry Styles was touring. You know his song that's like woman. There's a girl so excited in the audience in this video that she's singing along with him, but you can just hear her go like, woman! And it's like so.
Have you ever lost yourself at a concert like that? When I go to concerts, okay, I've been able to lose myself a little more.
We both lost ourselves when Benson Boone did a backflip at the Grammys.
I know, but
we both cheered.
We have to.
And I know that's like the butt of a joke now, but we lost our minds when Benson Boone did his backflip at the Grammys.
We've said it 17 times on this podcast. We have to move on. It did deserve us saying it 17 times, but now we're in 2026 and we're saying 2 feet on the ground. Two feet on the ground, girl cook something. 2 feet on the ground, boy have some whimsy. 2 feet on the ground, Piper put your shoes on. Do you know what I mean? That's 2026.
Apparently our song worked and Piper did put her shoes on.
You heard
on.
Back?
Yeah.
Last week,
I
if you didn't listen.
I got a picture of Piper with her shoes on.
If you missed last week's episode, we had an old friend of ours who's a listener of the pod, Cassidy High.
Hi.
Whose daughter has been taking off her shoes in the car, hi Piper, and throwing them around, which is not what shoes are for.
No. And so we made a song to tell Piper to keep her shoes on, and then I texted a photo of Piper with her shoes right where they were meant to be on her little tootsies.
Thank goodness. You know, I've seen in a rehearsal setting when someone sings really well that you throw a shoe at them. And
maybe
that,
she's just that throwing seen, a shoe at our podcast.
See, this is what I'm saying. It could be because we've been doing such high entertainment that Piper's like, go off.
You guys.
Go off, mom said.
Can I say something about myself?
When you present it this way, Grant, it's not like Grant and I are going to be like, no. And even if we were like, no, you'd just start saying it. So totally. When you say, can I say something? I totally, first of all, yes, that's the whole podcast. Second of all, what are we supposed to, what are you actually asking for from us? It's rhetorical.
So yesterday I went.
There she goes.
To Go a Pilates class. And I'm a HIIT training girl, typically. So I'm lifting and I'm squatting, et cetera. I went to a Pilates class for the first time in many years. It was like a legree. I feel...
Dude, Pilates is not it. It's so hard. Like good, real
ill.
Pilates.
I feel ill in my body. Like the feeling you have when you're sick and you're like achy and you can't move. I feel that way post solid core.
I did a Legree style one with Lauren once. And I said, I don't think we're meant to do this.
I don't think the human body is meant to be good. And can I say, I really loved our Pilates instructor. Love to this girl.
Shout out to this girl.
But Pilates girls, maybe I'm projecting because I'm insecure about my ability to do Pilates, but they're so smug, these girls.
These Pilates girls?
There's like, it's hard, isn't it? I'm like, get out of here.
Are you kidding me? I would be smug as hell if I could pull that. If I was doing that shit.
That's why I'm mad
week,
because I would be the same. I would be like, oh, you haven't
tried. You'd
trouble?
Be like, oh, first time, huh?
Oh my God, you're doing great.
Pilates girls, dude.
The instructor said to me, was that your first solid core class? And I said, yes. And she said, you would never know. And I said, thank you for lying.
Wow, what a lie.
Thank you for lying, because there was a period of it where I was like laid out. And I also didn't understand it for a little while.
This is like, it's the same thing. What's that class called? Pure Bar.
pure. Okay, bar classes are not as hard as Pilates classes.
No,
I
agree,
used to
because
love
it's different.
Bar.
It's more full body in Pilates. But,
it's not as difficult. But Pilates,
dude,
was like
pure bar, that kind of stuff where it's like you start. It's when you start doing the motion and you're like, oh yeah,
yeah,
and then the third rep, you're like, oh no.
You're like, oh, this is what I was discussing with my friends yesterday after the class. Is one of my friends was like, what's all these like short twitch muscles that you're working out? And I'm like, with love and lie, I move through the world. I'm a pretty strong person. I work out 4 days a week. What are those muscles that I just worked out yesterday?
No, totally.
Where are they? And what are they doing all day long?
Totally.
And why do I even have them?
Totally.
Because no, I've never used like, them before.
Like they're literally, they're setting down their coffee and putting down their newspaper going, oh shit.
They literally.
They've been sitting inside your upper thigh.
Like
just
cucumbers
like,
on the eyes.
And then all of a sudden you go to a Pilates class and they're like, oh. Oops,
and they're like, oh my God.
Oh, hey,
oh my God.
Yeah,
once
I'm totally
every,
ready.
Once every 6 or 7 years she decides to use this. But I'm like, what is the purpose of these damn muscles? Because I've never used them before and I'm feeling them on my body and I'm like, ow.
Yeah, no, totally.
Totally ow.
Hey, this is why, and this is why, by the way, I do think, I know Grant doesn't like resolutions, but I know a lot of people have done and are doing resolutions in this time, and we are headed towards what they call Quitter's Week pretty soon. This comes out on Wednesday, and I do believe that the 3-week mark of January is Quitter's Week. So want to encourage everyone, and this is the thing that I wanted to bring to the podcast today.
Ooh.
I found a thing online. Where all things are.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
I found a thing online that I like the theology of, and I would like to see if there are other things we could talk about that fit this theology. Ready? Okay. This lady presented the theology of, you know how people are like, oh, I can't go vegan because I love bacon.
Oh, okay, wait,
Do
I saw this.
Do you know about this? The theory, Grant.
We should write a song.
Grant, I think you'll like it. The theory is vegan, just go vegan plus bacon. It's better than not making a change. I can't be vegan because I like bacon. Okay, go like vegan plus bacon. Because
otherwise you're just going to not be vegan.
Otherwise you'll not be vegan. Otherwise you won't make any adjustments to what you're doing because you have one hang up. Okay, do the one hang up.
Yeah, I like
okay,
it.
Okay, I can't. Play. Okay.
So whatever your resolution is, just tweak it a little. We're not quitters, we're just compromisers. So whatever your resolution is, just tweak it a little.
Hey, I can't quit cigarettes, cause I like to have a drunk cigarette at parties. Then just quit cigarettes, except for the drunk cigarette at parties. Yeah. That's better than not changing at all.
I can't budget because I like shopping for clothes and eating sushi. So girl, just don't budget.
No, I think you sort of missed what the thing.
We're not quitting.
No. I think you sort of missed that it's like you are aiming to do something, but the change itself feels so big and monumental that you're holding on to a small thing. So just do the change plus the small thing you're holding on to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Do you need help understanding it more?
So it's like,
it's like, I want to go to the gym, but I can't do 5 days a week. I can only do like 1 day a week. Okay, just do 1 day a week.
I don't want to drink so much wine because it makes me feel sick, but I love to drink wine. So I'm gonna just drink wine when I want to drink wine.
No, see, I think you're sort of missing it a little bit. It's not. It's
don't
not,
worry, girl, no. Just drink some wine.
No, it's a little more like I don't want to quit wine cold turkey. I like having wine.
We're
at my,
not quitters. We're just compromisers.
No, I don't think I've made my point. It's like I want to stop drinking wine, but I have a girls' wine night, and I can't quit because of girls' wine night. Okay, then just stop drinking except for girls' wine night. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we're
not quitters. We're compromisers. I forget the rest of the chorus, but it was something about changing the way we are.
As a non-black and white thinker, I heard that theory and I was like,
duh.
Yeah.
No, totally. But I think for some people, it's
it
not
blew
duh.
Some people's minds. Go
no,
ahead, Greg.
Totally.
I went to my favorite little neighborhood bar yesterday to watch the Bears game.
Shout out. What's it called?
Shout out Busby's.
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 Spelled B-U-S-B-Y-S.
B-U-S-B-Y-S.
Shouldn't it be?
B-U-S-B-U-Y-S? Busby's.
That's Busby's.
Busby.
That's Busby's.
Busby.
That's Busby's.
My friend said, just speaking of in the same vein of compromising, my friend said, it's January, bro. I've gained some weight recently. I'm not going to have any drinks at the Bears game. And then he texted the group chat 3 minutes later. All right, I think I'll have like 3 beers. Like, that's it. Not even one. He just jumped to 3.
Yeah.
I was out till 2:30 in the morning last night.
Wait, before we move on to
no
this.
No alcohol.
Grant, did you enjoy the Bears game?
Just vibes.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was with two of my friends who are big Bears fans from Chicago. And we thought they were going to lose, and then they came back.
And then they came back and won. This is real quick a new segment where anytime Grant and I talk about the NFL, I wrote a little theme song. Okay, that's Grant and I talking about the NFL. I wrote that this week, and I have nowhere to use it, so I wanted to use it for that. Anyway, that kind of feels like Caleb Williams to me. Do you know what I'm saying, that theme song?
Because it's a...
It's a little bit nails painted. It's okay, a little bit like trendy, hip, sort of Gen Z quarterback. Anyway, you tuned out. Now we're back.
Do you
were
want
out
me
till
to write a haiku about...
vegan plus bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there other things I know? Because maybe this will help people. Are there other vegan plus bacons that you can genuinely think of? Are there things that feel good in your spirit?
Yeah, I mean, I was making a joke, but I'm like, oh, budgeting's hard because I go out to eat a lot and blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, just keep track of going out to eat then.
Yeah, small wins.
Like, still do it.
That doesn't feel full vegan plus bacon, but it is of the same spirit.
But I'm not going out to eat, but I'm...
Right. But if it's the thing that's holding you back from budgeting... Start budgeting and
budget everything else,
but
still ball out at the sushi restaurant.
Here's my
I don't
words.
Know about that.
My 2026.
That is the same thing.
Girl, cook something. Go ahead.
My 2026 words of advice to everyone is: if you're trying to improve yourself, you're trying to fix this bad habit or whatever. Step one: just start measuring it. Don't do anything about it. Don't worry about it. Don't do anything about it. Just start measuring it.
Yeah.
And pretty soon you'll see. What's measured is improved, and you'll slowly get to where you need to be.
What's measured is improved, bro.
Holy shite.
What's measured is improved, bro.
What's measured is improved. Fuck. Okay, hold on. Let me start over.
Wow.
Vegan plus bacon. For quitters week, we must try to hold tightly.
Bro.
Win.
Wow. A restart and a full. Not only that, she's absolutely conked out, like leaned back.
Okay,
she's the one today with a hard out, too. She's like, I have a hard out. Everyone has to get here on time. And here she is absolutely.
I have a hard. Well, I'm doing my job.
Tuned out.
I have a hard out because I have to catch a flight. Catch flights, not feelings, girls.
Girls. Catch both. Feelings on flights.
I was out till 2:30.
Catch feelings on flights.
Actually, sometimes I think about the fact I went to Iceland.
What is it about airports? This is the whole premise of
totally.
I went
to Iceland 10 years ago, and I had a red eye, and I sat next to a guy, and we like kikied. We stayed up all night and kikied the whole night, and we're like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like having the time of our lives. And then we never exchanged contact info, anything.
Whoa.
And I think back to that and I'm like, I feel like I maybe missed my...
When you use the word kiki, which I understand what that means in certain contexts.
Straight man flirt.
Oh. Okay, so you're sort of redefining what I understand kiki to be.
Kiki can be just getting along in my mind.
Kiki is not straight man flirt.
You can kiki with a man.
You can kiki with a man. But... Kiki is not straight man flirt.
You're right. It's not.
So you guys were flirting.
Traditionally, it's not that.
You guys were flirting.
Yeah, and we were having fun.
Wow.
If you're that guy from that flight 10 years ago, I don't even remember what you look like, but I do remember you were a medical doctor. Reach out to me.
That is one of the top five hottest shots.
Here's my question for you guys.
Yeah.
In regards to something that happened yesterday. Yesterday at said bar, watching said Bears game, we had a server at our table, but there's also the bar up front, right?
Yeah.
And our server was serving like the whole back patio. It was taking a long time for her to get around to our table during her rounds.
Uh-huh.
So my friend went up to the bar to order a drink because she was taking forever. And then he came back with the drinks and she was like, no, you're supposed to order with me. Why'd you order at the bar?
Yeah.
And he was like, because you were taking 25 minutes. Do we have an obligation to wait for our server? Or is it okay to go up to the bar?
I don't know. That's a good question. I do think you can go up to the bar if it's taking like 30 minutes, but you have to close out at the bar and make sure that it doesn't get confusals.
At a place like
I think that's
Busby's.
Bad. I think Busby's is...
I think at a place like Busby's.
I think Busby's is
I think at a place like Borsborg.
They need more staff. That's their fault. So then now the...
Borsborg's, she wants the money. That's why she was mad.
Of course she should get the money, but she's drowning because... Busby's didn't staff up
for the Bears game. Player, stupid thing.
Anyway, I don't think that we should get that on the soundboard. Actually,
it doesn't sound good.
Can I say what happened to
me? It'll sound better on the soundboard.
Yeah.
Can I say what happened to me yesterday?
Yeah, and that can function for any time you and I want to talk about something that Allie doesn't want to listen to. Go ahead.
I went go-karting yesterday with my friends.
That was loud today. I think it's as loud as it normally is, but
hey,
something hurt.
Playing the piano, a theme song for when I tell an awesome sports story. Allie's awesome sports story corner. Okay, when was the last time you guys went go-karting on a track? Like in a competition? It's real life Mario Kart, by the way.
Christmas. 3 years ago, four years ago.
I got so angry
Grant
that
and I almost
night.
We kept hitting each other.
We almost got kicked out. We almost got kicked out. Because Grant and I were genuinely pedal to the metal trying to push each other off the track.
And like, they kept getting mad, but like, what, you gonna fucking run out and steer it for me?
They can't. Okay, yeah. So at this place
you don't know
place
that
in,
it's not a mistake.
Right.
At this place
I'm trying
in,
to race. You
at this
know.
Place in Burbank, if people start acting...
K1.
Going amok.
K1.
Running amok. Yeah.
You know what it's called?
They... stop everyone's carts.
Boring.
And by the way, I went with my friends who are all love each other and vibing out until we all put them helmets on. And it was like, you. None of y'all are my friends. It's go time.
That's the best.
It was so intense. That there was a moment in the final round where they lined us all up and it was like
in order.
They lined
us how you had placed before.
Like Mario Kart style.
Whoa.
They lined us all up to get ready to do the final round. And it was like not cute, funny, competitive. It was like tense.
Damn.
And they set and they go 3, 2, 1, go. But not even 5 seconds.
Is she still in
the
frame?
The first curve.
Is she still in frame?
The okay. first curve, immediate pile up. Immediate, someone gets flipped around, like totally flipped, going backwards, and boom, 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 like crash.
And your body, like when
I'm
you
sorry,
hit, when
I
you
was
hit
in a
go-kart,
car accident.
No, totally, it's a car accident.
I was in a car accident, and we all got rattled around, like. Like, because everybody was trying to take the inside corner. Like, no one was going to back down. And so we all just absolutely, demolition derby style, piled up on the first corner. And it was so painful.
If
we were all,
to,
like, rattled.
If you had to give, if you had to say whose fault it was, who do you think's fault it was? Say it. Go ahead, say it off mic so I
say
can
their,
know.
Say the person's name.
Say the person's name. Who you
to
think
be honest,
probably whose fault it was.
To be honest
oh,
with
Grant's
you.
Got the bleep. So say who it was.
To be honest with you.
It was.
Eight.
That's so loud.
Okay, I'll tell you later exactly what happened because I don't want to ruin anyone's career in go-karting.
Totally.
Because
no,
they'd be playing dirty. These girls
are
playing dirty.
You know what's hilarious to me is... The way you work yourself up to becoming like a famous F1 driver is you start with go-karting.
Dude, no, totally, when they're little.
Which is so
isn't
funny.
Go-karting is, we should no, but like, go, but men... I actually have a feeling about it now. Like, this is a scary game.
Oh, I get it.
Not because
well, your body got rattled.
It was intense. It was like...
Grant was about to keep going about go-karting.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, there's, like, grown men that take go-karting very seriously.
Yes.
Because it's, like, how you work your way up to the big boy racing.
Because they ain't about to put you in one of them expensive cars until you know what you're doing.
The way us girls took about 10 minutes to make it feel like it was life or death. I mean, none of us cared about go-karting before we walked in that building. And all of a sudden it was like, I've actually always hated all y'all. And eat my dust because I'm going to be a professional racer someday. That like it was like 0 to 60. I can only imagine if it like meant something to you.
Yeah.
If you cared, if you were an F1 fan, if you were just like a really competitive dude, I mean, I bet people are getting their shit rocked.
I wonder. I bet go-karting has seen a big like boost in the last because F1 has become like a bigger thing in America in the last few years. I bet go-karting has seen a huge boost.
Can you do a go-karting haiku?
Yeah, 100%. Before the light turns, we are friends and even fam. Green means I hate you.
Green means I hate you.
That one was kind of bars. Before the light turns, we are friends, even fam. What do you want? What do you want? Allie's sort of doing like horror film score. This is what happens after the light turned green. Wow.
On this week's episode of Mom Said, Allie describes a tragic event wherein her friends become bitter enemies, all through the power of a six-stroke engine. Small enough to drive a lawnmower, large enough to create a divide between the friend group. Stay tuned to see which one of these lesbians survives.
Okay, spooky. All right. Do we need to move on to the next segment, which is... you guys, Grant's about to say something.
Were they electric or gas?
Electric.
Electric. Hey, by the way.
They were plugged in when I got there.
Electric.
Electric.
Electric for the environment.
For the environment. Wait.
For the environment.
I'm double checking my calendar because, guys, I think when this episode comes out, yeah. Okay, when the day this episode airs, Wednesday the 14th, are we aware that that's the day that you get to enter the lottery for Olympics tickets?
This, to the one that's here?
To the one that's here in LA. Olympics 2028. The lottery opens on Wednesday the 14th, which is
Mom
this Wednesday.
Mom said, pod listeners, if you've done nothing for us in our whole lives, I pray, if one of you has a plug to get us into any Olympic events.
If you've done nothing for us in your whole lives,
bro,
I pray.
Do you think ping pong? No. I was going to say, do you think ping pong will still be popping in 2028 because Marty Supreme or?
Ping pong will be popping because ping pong has always been popping.
Well, I don't know.
Ping pong will be popping because ping pong always been popping, not because of Marty Supreme. The ping pong always been popping.
Ping pong got popping when pickleball popped off because we popping pickleball.
Pickleball, ping pong.
Which is just big ping pong.
Big ping pong, pickleball. Pickleball, just ping pong, big ping pong.
Pickleball, just big ping pong.
Okay, this episode is nuts.
Pickleball, just big ping pong.
And it's about to just get even nutser. We need to get a guest on an episode soon to reel in the energy because we get crazy, and then all of a sudden a guest comes and we button up. Friends, each and every week, we respond to a voice memo that you have sent to us. Please keep sending us. We're happy to keep helping. You send us a problem that you have via our little voice memo portal, which can be found link in bio. You send us a voice memo.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln bio. You send us a voice memo with a problem you have, and we solve that problem through the power of beautiful music.
Or just music.
Or at the very least, music. is how we normally say it. But I guess
I never noticed that.
Things are off the rails.
I literally never noticed that.
This one comes in from our friend Maggie, and really grateful for all the voicemails we've gotten so far. Really thankful for how they've all gone. We hope we've been helpful, but I want you all to know that, like, from a structural standpoint, this one is my favorite of all time.
Okay. Can't wait.
This comes in from Maggie.
Maggie, I love you already.
My name is Maggie. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm just going to keep it short. I'm eating a jar of pickles a day. And I want to know if you guys think that's bad or if you got a solution. But yeah, love you guys.
That is
a solution.
One of the best. One of the best.
She said, Maggie, where do you live, want, Maggie? Come back.
Do you want it again? Do you want it again?
Yeah.
My name is Maggie. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm just going to keep it short. I'm eating a jar of pickles a day. And I want to know if you guys think that's bad or if you got a solution. But yeah, love you guys.
I like that it's like, either do you have advice or do you just think it's bad? It's obviously bad. I'm just kidding. Maggie, I love you. Come over. Hang out with us. Whoa.
Jar of pickles a day is really good. Jar of pickles a day is really good because it's fermented and low calorie. Good snack to be having jar of every day.
Jar of pickles a day is really good.
Yeah.
Jar of pickles a day is really good because it's fermented and low calorie. And it's good snack to be having a jar of.
But Maggie, if you feel like it's a problem because you have to do it in front of other people, because
pickle, pickle,
that sounds like an addiction that would leak into your normal life, like maybe you are having jar of pickle,
pickle
at work,
pickle,
may I recommend you put it into a, like a brown paper bag, like you're a cool little
pickle,
bum
pickle,
who is drinking a 45, and you're like on the beach drinking a 45,
little bum,
yeah, cool bum, like a tough guy, cool bum. Put a cigarette in your ear and put your jar of pickles in a brown paper bag, and then you'll look cool like you don't give a shit about the rules, but really you are having a really good thing. A jar of pickles a day is really good. A jar of pickles a day is really good thing. It's fermented and low calorie, so it's a good snack to have a jar of.
Pickle bum, 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 pickle bum,
pickle bum, pickle bum, pickle bum, pickle bum,
pickle bum,
pickle bum,
pickle bum,
pickle
bum. Isn't that amazing? Okay, okay, okay. Isn't that amazing? Amazing thing to present. Okay, and also here's the thing. Funny to hear out loud, funny to sing about. When you think about that, though.
Jar of pickles is fine.
That's great.
Jar of pickles is great.
Oh, no, 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 no. Agree, of course.
Of course.
Lot of brine.
Lot.
So?
Well, is she drinking the brine?
And here's my question.
Wasn't clarified. Also,
is it mini pickle? Is it sliced pickle?
Right.
Is it the full
right.
pickle?
Are
is
we
it,
talking,
God forbid, butter pickles?
Are we talking bread and butters? Yeah, like popping them like chips.
Yuck.
Or are we snapping? Are we snapping
which
hogs?
One is? Which one is? Which one's the best for her to be having?
I think
it's pickle slice, probably.
Mine is straight
like
up
spear?
Pick. Mine
no,
is
no,
straight
no.
pick.
The chip. Pickle chip.
No. What?
Yeah, pickle chip.
Grant, who snacks on a pickle chip?
Everyone who be eating pickle chips snacks on pickle chip.
It's a pickle chip.
People eat full pick. The hog.
What I said was not wrong.
Are you talking the hog? Are you talking quarter hog?
No,
or
no,
are you
no. People are doing
hog?
Full hog. People are going full hog.
You're
when
cranking...
people snack a pickle, they're going full hog.
Okay, you can't just say when people snack a pickle. There's so many ways to snack a pickle.
I'm just saying the typical pickle snack is full hog.
The typical pickle snack.
The typical pickle snack.
Is full hog?
I think the most common is probably spear. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that the people who are snacking on pickles are snacking on spear?
Yeah, dude.
Jar of spear?
Yeah, dude.
The typical pickle snack. The typical pickle snack.
The typical pickle snack. The typical pickle snack. I don't want to follow this. The typical pickle snack. Because
really?
I think all it's doing kind of like is the typical stem. Pickle snack. I know.
the only place it's going is
the typical pickle snack.
The typical pickle snack.
Why is she the only reverberant?
Because I'm the only one sounding awesome.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. I think we've solved that, right? Did we not? I feel like we solved that. I feel like we solved Maggie's problem mostly by letting Maggie know, not really a huge problem. Really
kind of
good for you.
I like that your solution was like, you know, in that 70s shows when the boys would read like nudie magazines, but they would put it behind like a textbook.
Yeah.
That's your suggestion for Maggie pickling at work.
That was my whole high school.
You had what? Nude magazines?
I had Playboys tucked into my sheet music.
In the age of porn.
Playboys tucked into my Little Shop of Horrors score so that nobody knew I was doing something naughty. I had a little Maxim magazine tucked into my Pirates of Penzance.
Oh my God. Maxim magazine tucked into the Pirates of Penzance
libretto.
But that was just to prove a point.
Boobies in
not
the libretto.
Not because he enjoyed it, but because he was looking to prove a point.
What was the point I was looking to prove?
You said, don't get it twisted. I love women. What was I saying earlier? I love women.
I am delivered. I love women's. Anyway, Grant, you have something you were looking ready to say.
I don't think so, actually.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
I can tell you, well.
Well, should we rank and then journal?
Sure.
No. Should we do what we do every time on the podcast? Play me in.
Okay. Also, we're going fast. I know Allie has a heart out. We are kind of going quickly through
I have
episode.
A heart. It sounds like I'm being a diva, but I have to catch a flight.
I know. We already said that. And make sure that you catch flights and catch feelings.
These idiots, they never see it coming. I have so much to say, and they just sit there like idiots. These idiots, they never see it coming. This week I'll rank them again, as I always have. I'll rank them one and two. But they're both losers to me and you. Don't you think it's time to rink?
Don't you think it's time to rink? Don't you think it's time to rink? We need to get a fucking guest
that
in
was
here.
Like,
we need to get
like,
a guest in here stat.
It's like it was red and yellow and green and
no,
brown
you're totally right about that. But we need to rein this energy in. This is chaos.
Also, that score was it was giving a mixture of like 90s church, but also water level in Mario.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No, totally, totally.
No, that's giving more 90s than the Mario.
I went worse.
So ugly. I can't believe they came out like that.
Okay, rank your brothers.
Number one brother this week is Gabe.
Whoa!
In love. Large part due to the fact that I made him drive me to this very occasion, and he did so without complaint.
That's true.
And when you ask your brother to pick you up, and he does so without complaint.
Screaming.
Okay, do you want me to be quiet?
No.
Oh, okay, did you want me to sh up?
No.
Did you want to be that sh?
No, I didn't. I would never silence. I would never silence.
Silence what? Say what I am.
Smart. I would never silence smart. I would never silence glowing.
Glowing.
I would never silence.
Do you think I'm glowing? It's because I've been wearing this.
Intelligence.
It's because I've been wearing snail mucus on my face.
Grant, do you know this?
Yeah, they be snailing.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's good for you.
But it's, I guess it's like nature.
Is it kind of like kinky a little bit?
Have you ever seen it? Yeah, you know what? First of all, have you ever seen a snail with fine lines and wrinkles?
I've never seen a snail.
Exactly.
Trying not to be seen.
You know what is
2026,
kinky?
Girl cook something. 2026, trying not to be seen. 2026, boy, have some whimsy. 2026, Piper, put your shoes
I'm
on.
I'm trying to be heard and not seen.
2026, try
Do
to be
you know
heard.
What I mean?
Trying to be heard and not seen. Just trying to be, by the time I'm done with my skin routine, by the time I'm done with my beauty regimen, you will only hear me. Will I not have wrinkles, I will have reversed so far that all you're hearing is my voice.
I'm opaque, girl. Wait, is opaque
you
see-through?
You want to try that again?
Is opaque see-through?
Yeah, it is, but the way you said it, opaque.
I'm opaque, girl.
Which is crazy.
And that's because I've wiped away all the lines so much so I no longer have skin organs, nothing. I'm opaque, girl.
I love that.
Now, let me tell you something I discovered this week I think is pervy, and it's not snail mucus on the face.
Okay.
I seen a guy riding in the passenger seat of a Waymo.
Dude, you can't be doing that.
I said,
why?
You trying to get say by himself, right?
By himself.
You trying to get a little looky-loo at the robot?
I'm just like,
you're trying to get a little looky-loo at the empty chair?
What would possess you
to sit up front?
To sit next to the ghost driver, your girlfriend, presumably.
Yeah, his little chat bot,
you know,
in the driver's
seat. Waymo. You know he's into the Waymo. What's he doing sitting in the front seat like?
You know, he put his little iPad in the driver's seat, buckled it up, and it's his chatbot.
I literally, I was with my friend. We saw a guy go by.
Driving to
the front
LA.
Seat of the Waymo. I looked at her and I said, that felt weird. And she said, that felt weird. And I was like, it seemed kind of pervy. And she's like, that's what I was going to say. It seemed kind of pervy.
Yeah. Absolute.
You know why he's doing that?
What?
Because he don't trust it and he want to take over the wheel. And he can only do that from the passenger seat.
Here I was
because
thinking
his chatbot
it was,
is a woman.
Here I was
because
thinking it
his
was so
chatbot is a woman, and that's who's driving, and he doesn't trust it. And misogyny makes its way into the ones and zeros.
Unbelievable. I'm sick of men not trusting female robots.
Seems like a good premise.
Just because her name is Alexa doesn't mean she's a girl. That should serve you. That is stupid. That will make you a sandwich. She's an all-knowing, powerful being, and you should be addressing her as such.
Just because her name's Siri doesn't mean that she belongs to you. She's a robot with a job who just happens to have a female name, and she knows way more than you'll ever know. Just cause you can do push-ups more than Siri can doesn't make you better than her.
And just because her name's Google doesn't mean you have to disrespect her. She's a smart
disrespect Jeeves, because that's obviously a man's name. That's
and
why
he basically lost his job.
I feel drunk this morning. What the hell is going on, dude?
It's my energy. It's
dude,
contagious.
What is your
I'm having
vibe,
a really
bro?
Weird vibe. I'm what having a really weird vibe? Vibe. Maybe I have a concussion.
Can you, like, how do we, how do, maybe, dude. How do we settle the energy down, Grant? Well, how do we settle this down?
Why don't we find out what Grant wrote in his journal?
Yeah.
Sterling silver. You know, I was with Hannah the other day and I was telling her something was sterling silver. My friend Hannah, not your girlfriend Hannah, who lives in the same neighborhood as your girlfriend Hannah.
Mm-hmm. And is also your friend Hannah.
And also my friend Hannah. So it's really confusing. But I was with Hannah and I said something was sterling silver.
The one that Grant kisses?
No, the other one.
Okay.
And she went, sterling silver.
No way. She's a listener.
She's
listener.
A proper listener. And she is. Hannah. I have two friends who are real listeners.
Cameron
and Hannah.
Hannah.
Shout out you guys. We go to the gym together. I love you guys.
And my manager / our friend Steven. He has to, but...
He has to. And Selena Gomez. I love you, girl. Thank you for
we
listening.
We love you, girl. When you're ready, come and get it.
Ellie, can you do it again, but do it as low as you possibly can? I never been to the coffee bean and tea leaf.
That's all it says in your journal. One is time? I've never been to the coffee bean and tea leaf.
I don't know if we've ever told this story on the podcast.
I've never been to the coffee bean and tea leaf.
I don't know if we've ever told the story on the podcast, and I don't think anyone in the world would care besides our family. But one time, Grant was really excited about the Trader Joe's barbecue chicken pizza, and he said to my dad, have you ever had the Trader Joe's barbecue chicken pizza?
You've heard of the Trader Joe's barbecue chicken pizza? So now it's a tongue twister.
But he
family.
Said it really fast.
You've had a Trader Hold on. You ever had a Trader Joe's barbecue chicken pizza? You ever had a Trader Joe's barbecue chicken pizza?
Hey, try this one at home. If you're sitting in your car right now.
It's so amazing.
Well, you ever had a Trader Joe's barbecue chicken pizza? We'll give you some space. We'll give you some space to try it at home.
Okay, you go. You go, listener.
Here we go. One, two, three. Should be done by now.
Nice. That was pretty good.
Should have been done.
Good job. We're like Dora.
If you were still talking while I was there, so now let's try to go ahead and do it faster. And it's you ever had a Trader Joe's barbecue chicken pizza, but you're going to say it way faster than me. Ready? Go. Okay, should be done. You should be done. You should have said it.
Swiper, no swiping.
All right, I have one more thing in my journal.
Please.
I'm buying a new laptop soon. Yay!
Hey!
Mom said.
Grant has been functioning as a desktop only boy for years.
It's like serial killer behavior.
Speaking of 9099. Speaking of 9099.
That's 9099 behavior.
Absolute 1900s.
Unfortunately, nobody who listens to this podcast can back me up, but the homies can back me up. The computer nerds can back me up.
You don't think anyone listens to computer nerds? You ever heard of Trader Joe's barbecue chicken pizza?
Sterling silver.
Okay.
Is today the last episode?
Okay.
Can I say one more thing
to close us out?
It feels like it should be the last episode.
Do you remember? So when Gabe and I were really little, when Gabe and I were really little, no one had laptops. Everyone had just like a family desktop computer.
Sterling silver. Yes.
Except like dads had laptops for work.
Totally.
But otherwise, it was
why?
Like...
Why?
Hmm?
Hmm. Interesting.
And them bitches was thick!
They were thick.
The dads?
Yes! The dads and the laptop.
That shouldn't have got you. She is. Are you drunk in this moment?
You know what's crazy is I haven't had alcohol in days or anything or any substance.
You stayed up to 2:30 not drinking last night?
Stone cold sober.
That's crazy.
Also, to make a statement, I haven't had alcohol in days. Finishing it with days is crazy, bro.
I don't mean to say that like, oh, I'm not drinking. I mean to say like, I wouldn't be like holdover drunk from like.
No, totally. Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
When we
thick
were
dads,
little,
thicker laptops. Go ahead.
When we were little, when our family got rid of the desktop computer, our family shared a laptop.
Yeah, but it was never allowed to leave the house.
It wasn't allowed to leave that one little desk in the kitchen.
You could bring it into the living room if you were doing work.
That's true, but I used to sit on that laptop and email back and forth with my crush on my Gmail.
Say his name.
I won't.
Okay.
And that's because I know the person. Doesn't matter. Point is, I used to sit in the kitchen on our family laptop and email my crush.
Did you guys have family computer?
You know what I will say?
Did the Adoits have family computer?
Are you talking to the people not in the room?
Yeah.
You know what I will say?
I feel them.
I feel them in this room.
Did you guys have a family computer? Did you guys have thick dads?
Did you guys have thick dads?
Did you have a thick dad and a family computer?
DM us pictures of your thick dads.
Thanks so much for joining us on this week's episode of Mom Said. We promise we're going to rein it in the future. I keep promising that, and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
Oh,
thank you for joining
us.
My
Uber is here.
This is such a nutso butso episode. We love y'all. Thank you again. My special is out. It's still available at the link in my bio. That's about it that we have going on this year.
We love you bad. Piper, put your shoes on.
Piper, put your shoes on. And for our youngest listeners.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?